chayev v'maiser ad
she'ira p'nei abayis.
Speaking before, we're talking about that a poyel, when you're working by the field, like kozeman the balabos spotter from maiser, that means before at the gemar malacha, then the poyel could also eat from the produce. So now we're saying, at what time is tevel m'schayev v'maiser? Like at what point, when you're finished with your fruit that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, that now it's also tidit midiraisa until your first mafresh yitrumas and maitrois. So Rav Yanai says, ad sheyira p'nei abayis, until you bring the food into your house, before you bring it into your house, midiraisa still potter from trumas and maitrois. You're allowed to eat from it, you're allowed to eat from the tevil. The Rashi says, p'nei abayis, means sheikonez derech ha-pesach, you have to bring it through the front door like, shu p'nei abayis. And the chiddush is that v'loy deragagos v'kafifoy, not over the roof or not through the backyard. You have to bring it through the front house, the front door. Achiro p'nei abayis. Shinema kosposek says, diarti ha-kodesh min habayis. I'll take out the kodesh min habayis, that's the drosho, that tevel azoni mitzchayiv in maiser, if you brought it into your house the right way. V'reb yechanin omar, afilu chotza kivat. Not only if you bring it into your house, but even if you bring it into the front yard, into your chotzer, in front of the house, that's also kavat. Shenema, because there's a pasuk that says, "Bi'ochlu bisharecha v'saveyu." When you eat it bisharecha in your gate, it means in your chotzer, v'saveyu b'saratzvoy. Rashi says, "Bi'ochlu bisharecha" means v'nosat l'alevi. That means mishor shenichnas l'sharecha. At the time when the fruit came into your chotzer, from then on it's mechuyev v'maitzus. Midiraisa, it's not fruit, midiraisa, it's only dog and tears for yitzur. That's mechuyev v'shumas v'maitzus midiraisa. So when you bring your dogon, or the wine, or the olives, into your chotzer, from then on it's mechuyev in trumas samaitris. From then on it's also tidit, until you first give to the levy, you take off the trumas samaitris with the dinim. So it's machlekes Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yechanan. If you daf need the house, Rabbi Yechanan says, no, even your chotzer. So Mari Sakasho, for Rabbi Yechanan, nam me yoksiv min habayis, how could Rabbi Yechanan say that the chotzer is enough? I, the posik says min habayis, so Amaloch, Rabbi Yechanan says we need both sukkim. It means to tell us that chotzer dum yidabayis, that your true your mechayev when the payers come into your chotzer, but it has to be a chotzer, your front yard, that's like your house. Ma bayis hamishtamer, al chotzer hamishtameres. Just like your house is watched, the mal everybody watches his house, he has a lock on it. The same thing a chotzer that's watched, it has a fence around it. So if the fence, it's a gate, if the chotzer does not have a fence, then it's not mechayev maisa yet. For the Gemara of Rabbi Yannai, Nami Yoksiv Bisharecha, according to Rabbi Yannai, how could you only say Pnei Abayis? I, the Pesach says Bisharecha. Mashma, as soon as the payers come into your front yard, you're Mechuyev in Maitres. The Moran says, Humi Boilei, the Mayalei Derech Shar. There the Pesach means to tell us, how does it come into your house? It has to come in the front way. La Fuke Derech Gagos, Mekafifor Zaloi. But if it came into your house, over the roof, or else through the backyard, then it's still part of Trumas and Maitres. It's only mechuyev and trumas and maitzos if it came true into your house, but it has to come in through the front door the right way and not the wrong way. That's why the pasuk says two times bayis and bisharecha. Now, Mosiv Rav Chanina Chuzoi, he asked the question. We had a drasha before that was says kinafshecha kinafshechapoyel. That the same way the owner is allowed to eat from his fruit, from his grain, the same way the poyel, the worker that's working, b'shas gemar malacha, he's also allowed to eat from it. Now, ma nafshecha, just like the owner himself, oichel lepoter, he's allowed to eat from it, then he's poter from trumas v'maitris, is af nafshecha poyel, the same thing when the poyel, the worker that's working on the grain, or working on the grapes to bring them in, oichel lepoter, he's allowed to eat from the grapes. He has a heter hatera, even though the balabos is not given permission. But that's the halacha we had before, when the worker is working on your field, cutting off the grain, cutting down the grapes, to bring them home, he has the right to eat when he's working. So the diik though, hold like keyachayiv, for a mashma, if it's not your worker, but if the owner sells it to somebody else, and now the lakeh, the one that buys it, wants to eat it, he's mechuyev maisus first. Rashi says, the mekach machshev lei kegemar malacha. That you bought it or you sold it, it's called up a gemar malacha. So my love the soda. Aren't we talking about in the field itself? And so you see that even in the field, before it comes into the bayis or to the chotzer, also it could have a chi of maitris. Rapov answered, Hocho b'teino hoimedes b'gino. We're talking about that this teino, this fig tree, is standing in the gina. standing in the garden. V'noifoi, noifel chotzer askinon, and the branches are hanging over into your chotzer. That's what we're talking about. Therefore, it's like this. Now, uleman diyom alabayis, labayis, the one that says it has to come into the house, here it does not come into the house. So, the uleman diyom alabayis, labayis. Now, according to my diyom, it says that you need the parish to be brought into your house. Here we're talking about